My name is Bampi Venus from KPFK, Suplemento Comunitario, Radio Pacifica. Right now, we are located in downtown LA at in front of the detention center. There's a rally going on due to the fact that yesterday there was a raid going on further down at the alleys, what they call, the community knows it as the alleys shopping centers, where ICE had a raid going on and they took pretty much a big group of people into custody yesterday. So now they are here at the detention center doing this rally in protest of what had happened yesterday, saying ICE out of LA and protesting and telling to leave the families alone and to leave the hardworking people alone, that that we don't need them here and that they must go out of the streets. And ironically, it's on the side where the police station is. This is the detention centers outside the federal building.
And as an Angeleno, what has the temperature been like? I mean, being one of the first cities to have National Guard, an individual shot by ICE, Richard L.A., the TikToker, to now, you know, what is the sentiment among Angelenos?
Oh, the Angelenos, they're enraged. That's why everything is happening right now, that the rallies is going on. A couple of hours ago, I was in front of the federal office, the federal building back at Temple and Los Angeles Street, where there was a bigger crowd going on protesting, you know, wanting this people of ICE out of our town due to the fact that it's been not only that person that you mentioned, but several victims of ICE that have been, shot and sadly killed by this agent. So they are enraged. The people here are enraged. They're asking the mayor to please help them and get them out of here, that they don't need them here, that they don't belong here, so that this has to stop and this has to go ASAP. They're pressuring the mayor.
And finally, two demonstrators were blinded by less than lethal ammunition at an anti-ICE protest outside a federal building in Santa Ana late last week. Last year, yes, we saw journalists being targeted. A journalist lost an eye being targeted in covering. So I guess, you know, what makes you want to, you know, risk your health and safety to get the story out?
It is dangerous, but people, we have to do it. You know, we have to get the word out there, because most of what is going on, the media does not show it, you know? The media does not show it, so we have to risk our own personas, you know, to come out here and do this for our people, you know, to be the voice of those people that cannot be, you know, heard, or they cannot speak for themselves, you know. Me as myself personally, this is personal. No, because I am a daughter of immigrants. I am a granddaughter of immigrants, and everything that is happening right now, you know, if it pertains to me, to my race, you know, to my heritage, and if we cannot stand together and stand out for us, for our people that cannot, who's going to do it? Nobody else is going to do it.